Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
Below Deck crew members are based all over the world, so I've always been curious what their lives are like after they get off the charter yacht.
Same. In the latest installment of BravoTV.com's exclusive series, Life After Bravo, we heard from Below Deck Season 4 and 5 alum Nico Scioli and Below Deck Season 4's Emily Warburton Adams.
I love them.
Nico opened up about the effects of filming Season 5 after the sudden death of his brother and how he stayed connected to Captain Lee since his time on the show.
Plus, Emily reveals what really happened in her relationship with Chef Ben Robinson, which continued long after her season, and where their relationship stands today.
Let's take a listen.
Just to get started, where in the world are you right now?
I'm in basically a quarantine Chicago. Everything's shut down right now.
How are you holding up?
Pretty good, pretty good. Me working out is, you know, here's one, and here's two. My right arm's really strong right now, I gotta let you know. It's really been hitting the gym hard.
So are you and your girlfriend living together? Are you quarantined together?
Yeah, we are quarantined together.
Is her name Brianna? I think I've seen her on
yes.
your Instagram.
Yeah, her name's Brianna, yeah.
How did you two meet?
We had mutual friends growing up, I guess you'd say. And I knew her from like middle school, and she'd asked me to come over for like a New Year's party. So we ended up going out to dinner a few weeks before. Things just kind of went from there, you know. Me and Brianna have been together for about 2.5 years now. And we've talked about, you know, possible future with each other. And I think we're both on the same page as far as marriage, kids, things like that. We've kind of taken that step and initiative to do that, so it's good.
Does she know about like your past Below Deck, like yachting life?
My name is Nico. They also call me Freako because of my misconduct.
Actually, that's quite nice.
Yeah, she knows my past Below Deck yachting life. She's just super down earth and cool that it's like the past is the past and none of that matters, whether it's good or bad. Season 5, you know, I was kind of in a rough place, even filming Season 5 with everything with my family.
Unfortunately, my 21-year-old little brother had fallen from a balcony, passed away, and it's hard for me to just be here at all.
You know, after that, I just kind of pulled myself together, and things have been constantly going uphill from there. Career-wise in Chicago, I'm working for my family's construction company. Working construction compared to every day waking up a new country. And I miss it. I do miss it. But it's something that I don't think I'd ever go back to. After the charter season of season 5, that was actually my last yachting experience ever, actually. It was just starting to get a little bit too much. I kind of ended in a rough way with the season. You know, I still have a passion for it, you know, and so I still go boating and stuff. And I think the furthest step I'd go to going back would be to owning my own little boat and renting it out maybe to people, but mostly for pleasure.
It's more of like a settled life than, you know, than the life of a yachty.
You know, from the age of 18 till 24 when I left, I believe it was, 24, 25. It was just so unsettled that, you know, as you grow up and you mature, you kind of figure out what's important in life. And I think I'm right where I need to be right now.
Was there anything during your time on Below Deck that you just wish cameras weren't there, you wish cameras didn't capture this moment?
The only time really that with the cameras would be in the bathroom. You always feel like your mic is on. Well, it is on all the time. So you're going to the bathroom and you just feel like it's like the biggest invasion of privacy. Sometimes I'd be peeing and be like, did you count how long that one was? You know? There's cameras around you 24/7, and not just one, there's multiple. And like cameras in the ceilings, microphones, cameras in your bedroom, cameramen following your bedroom. What I would have known, like, probably would have like brought better clothes.
But you're in uniform most of the time.
I know, but when you go out, you have personal clothes. And then again, when I was there, you couldn't wear certain clothes with like brands, stripes, dots. And so I only had like 4 shirts that I could wear. I'm like, really? But the one experience that I did have with the show that like I really missed the most was actually the cameramen and the people that were involved with the show, because they'd always yell at me, like, stop doing this or that. So, like, I would always, one person in particular, this guy Montez, you know, I'd be looking at the camera and, like, I'd, like, lick, and then he'd lick back, and, like, it was the funniest thing ever. It was totally breaking the fourth wall. There's actually a part in season 4 where I'm looking at Kyle, and we're in the windows, and I'm, like, going down the escalator or the elevator, because, like, he knew Montez was looking. So, like, he just had to do something funny.
How did being on Below Deck kind of impact your yachting career and maybe your relationship with other people in the industry?
In the industry, as far as people my age and my positions, they thought it was cool. But as far as getting hired on a boat, I hit it on my CV every time. And then the captain would be like, why didn't you tell me this? And I'm like, hey, I'm not a bad guy. Like, you like me, right? And he's like, yeah, if I would have known this, I wouldn't have hired you. I wouldn't say it's because of the wild antics, because things get way crazier. But I just think the fact that, you know, you're known for being on the show and it's dramatic and the fighting and stuff, even though that does really happen, you just get kind of blacklisted. And it's kind of a shame, but certain people I would get it, but not everybody.
And how would you say being part of Below Deck has changed your life?
It was just one of those great experiences. You know, you don't really have that like relationship with a lot of people that I have, even with people from other seasons, where they just get it. What you're watching, what's happening. Like, I can watch this sailing season and be like, oh, I know what's going on right now. And then just have that bond as well. And it's just kind of this unwritten bond that you have with everyone that's done it, because there's only a handful of people in the whole entire world that have done it, you know, so it's kind of cool to have that.
How do you feel about your experience on the whole?
Overall, I think I had a decent experience. Watching it, especially season 5, was a little bit of cringeworthy. You know, I was kind of just acting like an immature little, you know, little shit. After everything with my younger brother.
My little brother just passed away. He's 21.
I kind of hit, I guess, an all-time low for about a month or two long.
You know, I'd still try and call his phone and he doesn't pick up, and he's never going to.
Can't imagine what you went through, but my heart goes out.
Yeah, thank you.
It's been a f***ing hard 3 months.
Below Deck had called and mentioned they wanted to do another season with me, so I was like, you know what, this will be good for me to kind of reset. I was just a ticking time bomb. I really was, with everything. And then you mix alcohol with that, and that is a recipe for disaster.
And I know your other brother, Josh, made an appearance in season 5.
It was funny. It was hilarious. I mean, looking back at it, it was pretty dramatic.
Let's see the bottom of your feet.
All right, they're dirty.
We'll wash them. You want to get that all over our boat?
You were.
Come on.
He's just the funniest person ever that, like, even when he's kind of being a dick and sarcastic, he's like actually trying to be funny.
These guys are dicks. Like brother, like brother.
Yeah, great minds think alike. I guess we really just didn't enjoy EJ's presence, but it's in the genes. It's in the genes, I guess. I don't know. Me and EJ just really didn't really see eye to eye. You know, at the end of the day, he's not a bad guy. We just didn't click. We didn't, he kind of goes by the books with everything. And
I do think your moment with EJ where he tells you, "It's my deck now, buddy boy," is like one of the most iconic Below Deck moments.
It's my deck now, buddy boy.
The whole like buddy boy thing, I just didn't know if I should laugh or just be even more mad. It almost got pretty nasty. It just was one of those like cats clawing at each other, you know? And I know Lee's actually like close family friends with him too. So like I knew he's going to take his side because of that, but I don't want to hurt my relationship with Lee either. It's just kind of one of those shitty situations.
I think you said in that moment, it's your boat.
This is my boat.
I think I was just had a little bit too much to drink. Was being a little bit cocky. So I just kind of, I guess took it to heart. My emotions were going crazy to begin with. And it was ugly.
You gave an ultimatum in that moment.
If tomorrow I'm not bosun, I quit.
Saw that on freaking Bravo that they put that on. I'm like, oh, great. My girlfriend's like, oh, really? She goes, I quit. Like, oh, it was funny.
How do you feel about that? I mean, do you feel like embarrassed about that moment,
oh,
or how do you feel?
I don't ever quit anything. I really don't. Face got all red. I'm like, you know, I want to quit, right? So.
Were there any other moments where you seriously considered quitting Below Deck, either in season 4 or season 5?
There was a point about mid-season, three-quarters way through, and I was just sitting on the dock.
It's just a lot, you know? I just want to be home right now.
And I was crashing pretty hard, and it was just one of those moments like, what am I even doing here? It's like a jam-packed roller coaster for 6 weeks, and by the end of it, you're just like, I just want to go home.
How would you describe your working relationship with Captain Lee?
I would describe it as really good. Like, I can go talk to him almost like a father figure, you know, when he's just such a nice guy that when you talk to him, you can just be real. And I never bullshit him. I was always real with him, always honest with him. I did hide a little bit of how much I didn't enjoy being around EJ, I guess would be the only thing that I really have like hid from him. We would talk and he'd ask, you know, how's everything going, this and that. And I'm like, yeah, it's good. Because I deep down did have a thought that me and him would resolve all this and everything would be good. And it just kept getting nastier and nastier. And, you know, the last thing I want to do is disappoint Lee. But other than that, I've been an open book.
Something that came up in Below Deck Season 7 a lot was that people thought Captain Lee gives Kate preferential treatment.
I'm sorry for any worry.
Last thing I want her to do is go into Pedong and try and find Kate.
You got to kind of take it in the right way when I say it, too, because yes, he does give her preferential treatment. There's no doubt about that. But when you've been working with someone so long, it's you're more than just a crew member.
Kate's like family. She's like a daughter to me. But this shit's unacceptable.
And so when you're doing certain things, it's like, hey, you know, you know you're doing it wrong, but you cut it out. Rather than, like, come down on her and, like, demean her or yell at her, whatever the case is. So the way he treats her, do I disagree with it? Absolutely not. But is there preferential treatment? Yeah, for sure. Actually seeing him for the 100th episode in New York was, you know, pretty amazing. You know, he went through a tragedy himself, losing his son, and we had a nice little talk, and I think he kind of got a little bit more of an aspect of where I was emotionally during the filming, because we didn't really end things on good terms. You know, I kind of just let him say what he had to say, which was right, everything he said at the reunion.
I never would have given him the promotion.
You wouldn't?
No.
Why?
Didn't earn it. Well, I'm going to blame this, I'm going to blame that. I wasn't myself, I was this, I was that. I don't care.
Hearing him say he regretted promoting me was kind of like a big stomp on the chest. I was kind of holding back the tears a little bit at the end of that. I didn't really have much to say. It was just like really hurtful because I felt like no one understood where I was and where I was coming from and why I was acting that way. And nothing's justified because we are humans and we make choices, but I would have to agree with a lot of points that he said, but there was a lot of things that weren't seen by everyone and by him, and so it's kind of hard to like fight for that. You just kind of got to take it. But deep down, I know inside, like, yes, I did make a lot of mistakes and things were out of line and I shouldn't have acted that way. But at the same time, I was right about certain things and it just wasn't seen that way, you know? So it just kind of stings a little bit. When I saw him the next time, it was kind of more of like, you know, I see the way you acted and it was wrong, but I understand now why you acted that way. And it was just really respectable. And it was just a really good talk. And my girlfriend met him and just we had nothing but good things to say about Lee.
What was your reaction when you heard that Kate decided to leave Below Deck?
I wasn't surprised. I thought it would actually come a little bit sooner. Just when we were filming, there were certain times where like she was just kind of over it. I thought after season 4 she was going to leave. And then she's back for 5 and then she did 6 and 7. And I mean, she obviously enjoys the lifestyle of that, and I think that's great. Everyone's different. That night of the 100th episode in New York, I had a really bad experience with her, which me and her have always been friendly, but I don't know what her problem was that night. She was kind of a little bit agitated about something that happened that night, but definitely when me and my girlfriend were talking to her, she like was not having it. When I was doing the seasons with her, we've always been friendly and always had a good relationship, I thought.
I love Nico so much. He's so cute.
I think near the end, maybe she was just exhausted from it all, or I don't know enough to even make a comment on the way she was feeling or what was going on.
So that 100th episode reunion on Watch What Happens Live was pretty amazing.
It was very fast, very fast. There wasn't really much. I thought there was going to be a little bit more said, but it was very brief. I think you could have crammed it in if Rocky didn't talk so much, you know what I mean?
Oh, pound it. Pound it.
Okay.
Crazy Rocky.
Was that your first time meeting Rocky?
That was my first time meeting her and hopefully the last time. Never met anyone like her in my life.
What was that night like?
You know what? I actually had a really amazing time. Went to a bar afterwards with some of the crew and all hang out and I just kind of avoided Trevor. You know, he's getting his shit together and he's got a daughter and everything else, and I think that's great for him, but just definitely a person that, like, if I saw I probably wouldn't go say hi. And it just, not much has changed when you really talk to him and get to know him. Meeting David, meeting Josiah, hanging out with Kelly again, seeing Ben again, Lee again, was just awesome. Me and Josiah ended up like going out all night, going back to my hotel room, talking all night, walking to McDonald's, getting a Big Mac at like 4 a.m. It was quite the after party and pre-party hanging out with all of them. They're just amazing people.
Do you still watch Below Deck? Did you continue to watch it after you were on the show?
After I was on the show, I did not really continue to watch it. Here and there, I'd like click it and watch an episode. I don't know, some of the crew members I really just weren't about. Nothing against them, not even talking shit. I don't know, it was the guy from the Med, what was his name? The guy in the Med, I just wasn't like a fan of, that like sings and raps or whatever.
Cost 20 mil, now that's a lot. We have food and drinks, and don't forget the toys. We suit everyone for all the girls and boys.
Everyone loves Colin.
I know.
You're the only one who doesn't.
I'm sure he's a good guy.
That's okay. You're entitled to your opinion.
Yeah, I don't know, something about it. It kind of ruins it for me.
That's fair.
I'm sure he's a good guy.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral Way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
Are you dating anyone right now? Are you in a relationship?
At the moment, I'm happily single. I'm waiting for, like, the right person, and I'm not, like, seeking it, but I'm putting myself out there, let's say that. When the right man comes along, I'll know about it.
I can see a change from Below Deck is that you are a brunette now.
Yeah, I was very blonde on the show. I just wanted to grow out my hair naturally. I used to have ringlets when I was younger, and I love being blonde, but it killed my hair and it killed my curls.
Did you get your teeth done after Below Deck?
I'd be really bad at wearing them, but I've been getting Invisalign treatment. I mean, it's a long treatment because it's using Invisalign. And I'm on tray 50 now or something. So yeah, I have been getting treatment. But it's not completely finished, but yeah.
Where in the world are you right now?
I am in London. So I moved back here a couple of years ago. Now I'm in a house with my mum and my sister and our two dogs. And since I've been back, I set up a food company, which I run with my mum. So we do nutritional food, home deliveries and office catering around London. So I help run that, manage that.
How does kind of like this, your life now compared to your life in yachting?
It was totally different. I went and joined yachts and left the UK. It was after not going to university and kind of overcoming an eating disorder and just a mental health thing. So it was a new step in life, having like grown a little platform from Below Deck and things. I was able to speak about my journey and hopefully like help people. I've just continued doing that. And then now I'm kind of an ambassador for some mental health organizations. It wasn't ever really planned. It's just transpired that way, which has been nice.
And you shared, you know, a very personal story of what you had gone through in the past. Why did you want to open up about that at that time?
When I first came off the show, there was a few things that I started doing. And there was a process to the journey. So I wrote about it and I organized a mental health campaign a couple of years ago. And it's something that's always meant a lot to me. And yachting and Below Deck really helped me overcome that, to be honest. When it hit October, it just felt like the right time. I was in a different place with my journey with my illness. I think also having lost my father, and I felt like I was ready to open up about it a bit more. There's thousands of comments on the photo. I got like a lot of feedback I didn't expect. I was quite astounded by the reception it got and the help it gave people and how many times it was shared. And then also some like Below Deck family shared it and things, which was just like, yeah, it's always really heartwarming. I'm like proud of where I've got to, and I want to be able to show people that anyone can do it.
I wanted to talk a bit about your father's passing.
2018 August, we found out that he had stage 4 colon cancer. He went in for like some tests because he was having pains and he was misdiagnosed, and he went in for a routine operation. They found a 15-centimeter tumor, so he started chemotherapy treatment, radiation. He was in Asia at this point because he was out there on work, and this is where things went wrong because the tumor perforated and he had to start treatment out there. He deteriorated so fast that the repatriation costs were like extortionate. It spread too far, so it sadly in February last year he passed away. So it was after six months or so. I was out there for a few months, and my sister as well, etc. And then he had a carer out there. I do feel like he's here in spirit, and you have to speak to them, and you have to have hope in that way. And I kind of work every day and live every day to make him proud. So it's given me a new sense of like life and motivations.
Ben was the one who eventually like won your heart in the end. What made Ben kind of stand out to you in season 4?
It was a real turning point. I mean, initially we did just get on. I love that he was, I think there's just something about him that just caught me.
You're smiling, you can't stop smiling, stop.
I'm happy about dinner tomorrow. So I'm looking forward to
spend
some time with Benjamin.
Going on a date with him and things like that. I felt very close to him very quickly. He was British and he made me laugh and I do like an older guy. And it was like totally real feelings. He would like knew what I liked and he made me my food. That was a real perk.
You're like the one who like captured his heart.
Emily's got me a little rattled.
It's weird when you're really living it. It was my real life. There were no kind of feelings about having won him, you know? It was a real relationship for me. It was quite nice. It just happened to have been aired on TV.
I don't know if Emily and I are now an item, but my feelings for Emily are absolutely genuine. I really like her.
After Below Deck, you went to live with Ben.
We stayed together for a good part of, you know, over a year after that. Initially, I wasn't going to, and then I was like, okay, I'll come back for a bit.
Emily's got amazing energy. I enjoy her English company.
So I went and stayed with him, and I met his brothers, etc. I didn't go back to working on yachts, but Ben and I toured around the States and we'd do private events together. So I'd be his like little sidekick cook, service staff, and then he'd do all the cooking. So it was a lot of fun.
What was it like living with Ben?
He's a magical human being. It was like a lot of fun, always unexpected things coming up. I mean, I loved it. I was back and forth in the UK, but yeah, we were very comfortable living together. But it was exciting because we were traveling around and it was like we were always on the move.
Being in a relationship while the show is airing, how did that impact things, like watching the show together?
It was bloody nerve-wracking. It wasn't an easy ride. It is nerve-wracking. I hated watching myself back. You really, like, look into every detail. So I'm glad we had each other. Like, it would have been found very difficult if I was alone through that.
Did it have any impact on your relationship?
I think it made us stronger. I mean, it definitely caused some niggles and things, like, come up, but as a whole, it made us stronger, probably.
You guys ultimately decided to break things off. Why didn't things work out between you two?
We just grew apart a bit. I was traveling back here, and there's not a lot for him to come back here for. So we just grew apart, and we're still very close now. He's been a huge crutch and support through everything. And like, I'll always love him.
When was the last time you saw Ben?
It was after filming his med season. And he came to London and he met my mom and my sister.
Any hopes of rekindling a relationship in the future between you two?
Absolutely not, no. I think he's very happy with Kira anyway, so that's good. I'm very happy for him, yeah.
Do you have any regrets about getting into a relationship during Below Deck or, you know, with a fellow crew member?
No, I mean, it's not really the done thing, but you can't really change her. Nature plays its course. So no, I've got no regrets.
Did you watch him at all when he returned to Below Deck Med?
I didn't manage to watch him. I saw him afterwards because he came to London, and there was a point when I was going to fly out there for a dinner with him while he was on the show, but I didn't in the end. No, it wasn't quite the right time for the phone and like for meeting him, etc. But yeah, another time maybe.
What was it like working with Kate Chastain as your chief stew?
I don't know how to answer that. Kate and I didn't always have the easiest relationship. I suppose our characters clash a little bit. There's no bitter feelings now. We've dropped each other the odd message. She's been supportive. Yeah, I wouldn't go out my way to, you know, see her.
As a viewer, I thought you guys kind of worked together well during the season. Was there more like conflict there than we saw?
It mainly came after the season. On the show, there were a few things, obviously, at the end with when she started flagging things I'd done wrong up.
So I know it's the last full day of charter season, but this is the toilet paper situation.
Where?
This was in the twin room. This was in starboard forward. This was in port forward.
Which caused a little bit of a rift. But after that, it was probably post-filming when things happened a little bit.
What happened post-filming, if you don't mind me asking?
I won't go into it. There were a few rough waters there.
What do you think is like the secret to working well with Kate Chastain?
I don't think there is a secret because you don't really ever know what you're going to expect.
If you can ask Ben what's for dinner so we can get cutlery, he won't have a tantrum if you ask him.
They very much feel like up to now, Kate and I have had a fantastic work relationship.
But over the last few days,
she's more prickly with me.
She's a very clever lady who knows how to do her job and knows the show backwards. That's all I'm going to say.
Some crew members thought Captain Lee gave Kate preferential treatment. In your experience, did you see that?
I think that there's some favoritism there over some other crew members.
I feel like we get called out on a lot of things and you don't always call Kate out on it.
They have a very strong relationship. I got on with Captain Lee. I think that he's fair. He's a fair man, but they are good at working together.
So there was no reunion for Below Deck Season 4.
I know. I'm so pissed off. It's the most annoying thing because everyone sees a reunion as the place to kind of like get everything out in the open with a mediator and also in a way that, you know, viewers can like really see the real you. And especially with everything that had gone on with like Ben and I and all the other cast members. So I was really annoyed we didn't do it.
Was there anything that happened during your season of Below Deck that you wish cameras didn't capture?
The preview bit that came up when I didn't know that they could hear what I was saying. I'm not going to repeat the words.
I'm so horny. I need sex right now.
And my whole family saw it and it was like, Emily.
We'll be back on Saturday with an all-new episode of the Daily Dish podcast.
Bye.
And remember, watching Bravo isn't a guilty pleasure.
It's self-care.
Guys, let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long. You can find us on Instagram at Bravo Daily Dish.
And on Twitter at Bravo TV. Just don't forget to use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm everywhere at Eric J. Mack. That's E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife, ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out.
You can also learn more about the podcast at bravotv.com.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy, miss me, kiss me one more time.
I love a good parasocial relationship with a celebrity who will probably never know my name.
I mean, honestly, who knows? Don't count yourself out. But my favorite part about these feuds is how they're ignited by the tiniest things.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it.
I accidentally laminated my brows too much.
It starts small and then it gets so big.
To be honest, Naomi, I'm fearful of you to this day.
I don't know her.
We all just have to admit, we're addicted. Everybody has opinions. Everyone picks sides.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
From Wondery, I'm Sydney Battle.
And I'm Matt Bellassai.
And this is Dis and Tell, la, la, la. Where we unpack why we get so invested in these feuds and whether or not our attention only makes the whole thing worse.
Follow Dis and Tell wherever you get your podcasts.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.